to On the Road once again, take you behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man here, DF. How we doing there?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
All right. Well, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. Every kid dreams of playing in the big leagues. D in the big leagues. What's that feeling like?
It's the best, man. Like you said, it's what you dream of when you're a kid, and you work hard to get here, and you're finally here, and it's everything that you could ever dream of, man.
So what is this journey like? I mean, most guys think you guys get here and you're the big league tomorrow. What's this journey been like for you?
No, it's a lot harder than that. I got drafted when I was 22. I just spent 4 or 5 years in the minors, and it's not always easy, but you got a good support system to help you out. And at the end of the day, whether you're in the minors or the majors, you're playing baseball, and it's the game you love, and that's all that matters.
So what does a 162-game schedule do to a Major League Baseball player body?
It wears you down, that's for sure. It's a long season, but, you know, like I said, like if you truly love baseball, like, yeah, it's a little bit of a grind, but you're doing what you love every day.
And, I mean, you know, you guys, 81 games on the road, 81 home games. So you're like 3 to 4 days in the city, and then you're moving on to the next city, on planes. Yeah. People don't understand that just really wears the body down.
Yeah, it does. And especially this year, me and my wife, we had our first daughter. So some time away from the family is not always easy, but you get through it. And obviously we get to come to a lot of cool cities and cool ballparks. It makes it a lot better.
So that was little coach. Y'all had a little coach, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
There you go. See? So you see Coach Poplar right here. So, I mean, you know, when you're traveling, people don't understand, you know, you guys finish a game at 9, 10 o'clock at night, out the ballpark about midnight, flying to another city, get in about 4 o'clock in the morning, then you got to play a game that same day.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes it's a beating, but you got to be ready to go, man.
Is that what they call a grind?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So, I mean, but it's a long way from, you know, minor league days where you had them 10, 12-hour bus rides.
Yeah, when you got a 14-hour bus trip and then you got a doubleheader and you got and you're playing in front of 10 fans. Yeah, it's a lot different than that.
And then, minor leagues didn't change now, but back in the day, it was peanut butter and jelly you lived off of. Now, here they got a better spread.
Yeah, I got a little bit of both. Early in the minor leagues, I got the old school where it was like bus trips, make your own sandwiches, and you're getting nothing, find your own housing. Now they got it a little better, but, yeah, it's still the minors.
And then what about the rookie treatment in the big league? I mean, what was your most memorable rookie experience?
Man, there's a lot. I got lucky because we got a bunch of young guys in the locker room, so we don't have too many older guys. But yeah, you get that first hit and you get put in the shower cart, and they're throwing mustard and ketchup on you, and you love it because you're in the big leagues.
And then of course your first name become Rook all of a sudden.
That's right. That's right. That's what you're known as.
And I think they tell me you're known as Rookie. Don't be the first one in that chow line.
Oh heck yeah! You better not be. You better not be the first on the elevator. Yeah, you let the vets do their thing first.
I mean, who were some of the guys that you idolized along the way?
I mean, growing up in Texas, Michael Young was always one of my favorites. Liked watching just the way he played, and just that whole team for the Rangers. They went on a couple runs. Adrian Beltre just like looked like he loved playing the game every day. I liked watching those guys.
Yeah, so when you got to the big leagues, did you pinch yourself like, wow, I'm finally in the big leagues?
Yeah, I got called up. My first place I played at was in Yankee Stadium. I was like, dang, this is different.
First major league hit?
It was at home against Eduardo Rodriguez against the Tigers.
First major league home run?
In San Diego against Ryan Weathers.
All right, last question. You get that call up going to the big leagues, walking in that locker room for the very first time, see your uniform hanging out. What was that feeling like?
The best. It was so cool. And then you got to pinch yourself and realize, hey, we got a couple meetings. I got to get out on the field for BP. I can't just soak it in. I got to go do my job.
Did you cry?
No, I'm not much of a cry.
He don't want to admit it. The Baba cry.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it. Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Coach on the road with the man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
It's definitely an awesome opportunity just, again, for baseball players to get exposure. I mean, who would not want to have that, you know, opportunity to be able to take advantage of that? You know, say, hey, your high school days are over. You know, maybe you didn't go to college, or maybe you played a year or two of college and you still want an opportunity to play baseball. This league of your own sounds like a great opportunity for you to be able to invest in yourself